CGTV.
I have to deal once again with this crazy idea that the days we are living in are just like any other day. And Martin, every generation since Jesus Christ went back to heaven has said that they are the last generation. What makes you think we're so special? You know why we're so special? Because everything since Adam has been in a state of devolution. That's the opposite of evolution. Everything is devolving, not evolving. If you want to disprove the theory of evolution, just leave a car out in the woods or pick an apple off a tree. No, nothing gets better, things get worse. When you look at the creation, everything was fresh from God. Adam was fresh from God. The earth was fresh from God. Things hadn't had chance to devolve yet. People wonder, where did Cain get his wife? He went to the east of Eden. Remember, he was banished from Eden, went out to the east, and he got his wives from his near family. Adam's family reproduced very quickly, like rabbits, in fact. Adam was told to be fruitful and multiply. And so that's exactly what happened. People were fruitful and they multiplied. But my point is that it was okay to intermarry back then because you didn't have any choice except to be with your immediate family and to mate with your near relatives because the bloods were pure back then. But as time goes on, as generation after generation after generation passes, things do not get better, they get worse. So that even by the time Israel goes into the promised land, the Israelites were told not to intermarry with the other nations. They were to be separate from them because the mixing of the blood was not an ideal thing. I'm not promoting racism here, not at all. I'm not saying one race is better than another race. I'm just saying that all races are devolving. Yeah, I'm an equal opportunity devolver. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that in the last days, perilous periods will be present. And what I used to do is date the devolution of humanity from the time of Paul, because Paul in his day is predicting a time of apostasy. In the last days, perilous periods will be present. I've had people tell me that it would have been so horrible to live in Paul's day. Are you kidding me? The apostasy had started in Paul's day, but it had not gotten as bad as it is today. The more time that goes and the more the message is transferred, it gets convoluted. It gets mixed with other messages. It becomes impure. It becomes an alloy. It is a shadow of itself unless one is extremely careful with that message. So I'm saying this is true of the message. We have to be careful in this day. Now, in Paul's day, yes, he also had to be careful, but it has gotten so bad. They built a statue of the Apostle Paul in Sao Paulo, Brazil, where I used to live for a year. The city is named after him, Sao Paulo. That's Portuguese for Saint Paul. And they have a giant church named after the guy, and they have a statue dedicated to him. It's about 12 foot tall, and if Paul had seen it, I mean, now that's apostasy. That's apostasy. When you make a 12-foot statue of someone, build a cathedral, put their name on it, not even in Paul's day, could he have imagined that things would get that insane, that crazy, that they would make a god out of him, basically. Yes, a saint, indeed. Well, of course, we are all saints. A saint is one who is separated to God. But who would know that? Yes, the languages have devolved. After Adam, we had a pure language. There's only one language. God scattered the languages at the Tower of Babel. The word Babel means confusion. Everything's been screwed up ever since, and it's getting more screwed up by the day. So what I'm doing now is I am no longer looking at the devolution of society, of humanity. I'm no longer beginning that horrid process from 2 Timothy chapter 3. In the last days, perilous periods will be present. I'm starting it from the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. That's where this thing began to devolve. Let's look at things before that. What happened before that? God was on a roll. He just rolled up his sleeves, made the earth. Yes, the earth did become a chaos and vacant. That's true. So already we're seeing a problem. But then God recovered from that quite nicely. Of course, it was all part of his plan. And the Spirit of God vibrates upon the waters. So taking a deep breath, we're going to, this is another important point. God now revitalizes that ruined earth. And we're starting afresh. So here comes Adam. Oh, no, here comes the sea life. Here comes the land life. Here comes the flora and the fauna. And then Adam is created. And then Eve is removed from him. Things are fresh. Yeah, fresh. Hear that? Fresh. Wasn't that a Jolly Green Giant advertisement? Fresh from the garden. Ho, ho, ho. Green Giant. Yes. Fresh from the garden. Adam and Eve. Then what happened? Yes, little tragedy there. Well, it was a tragedy, relatively speaking, but we call it the fall of man. And yes, it was a process begun by God. It was ugly, but without it, we don't have the revelation of a savior. But my point here is that downhill, to the point of Noah. Everything, you have to agree with me, everything went downhill from the time of Noah. Now, look at, I'm at the fence here. This is the fence cam, and we're at the studio at the fence. So, God creates the earth. It becomes a chaos and vacant. It goes down. Then God infuses a little life into it, vibrates on the water, brings out flora, fauna, sea life, Adam, Eve. And things are going better, but it never gets back up here. See, it goes okay, and then the sin, boom, it goes down again. Down all the way to Noah, where the whole generation of the earth is fouled, and God saves 8 people. So, boom, 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 there goes the ark, boom, 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 going along, and then a new creation, if you will, comes out of the ark. So God, again, recovers. But it doesn't recover to the point it was before. So even though we're having some infusions of life, we are looking at a vast degeneration, devolution, vast, starting not in the first century, starting at the creation. So Noah gets out of the boat. Before long, and things go bad again, right? And humanity is screwed up once again. Then God calls Abraham. Again, he's recovering. Not literally recovering. It's all part of the plan. It's all plan A, but it looks like a recovery. Well, I'm going to call out one man, and I'm going to build a nation out of him. It's going to be the nation Israel. So here comes Israel, and that's a recovery, but then they become sinners. They become sinful. I'm telling you, it is a steady step-by-step down. And what is so embarrassing to me, or when people mention this, they say, we are such a developed generation. We have all this technology, and we have, you know, 5G internet, 5G phone towers. We have perfected food. We can make food now, and we have all sorts of wonderful pesticides, and the yields are terrific. We have terrific yields, but the food is all practically poisonous. So again, the fact that we are alive today is a miracle. We have no idea until we get out of here how treacherous this has been. We will have no idea I mean, I'm going to look at the people who said that our age, our time was just like everybody else's. There's no difference between us and any other age, Martin. Everybody says they're living in the last times. Everybody's, and then to say on top of that, that we're living in the most progressive, most awesome era ever. If we knew, if we had a hint of an understanding of the wisdom that even the Egyptians had, or the Mesopotamians, Adam and Eve. I'm telling you, Adam and Eve were making ceramics on day one, right? They were perfecting their sexual positions on day two. They were way, way ahead of us. They were curing things with aloe vera, and they knew every plant. They could pick up a plant and say, this is going to cure the mumps. Yeah, and they could pick up a different plant, and they say, this will cure indigestion. I mean, they were geniuses. They could probably set bones, do surgeries. But we have no idea how stupid we are compared to former generations. Boop. Doop, 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 doop. Down, down, down we go. I say this to you to let you know why you're having a bad day. This is why. And that if the days were not shortened, They're telling me, yes, that's true. Jesus Christ did was another infusion of life. That's true. When Jesus Christ came on the earth, that was another infusion. Yes, that was another recovery, if you will, but then in the 2,000 years since then, it has been down. And if we could see the technology and the wonderment and the mountaintop of Eden and compare it to where we are now, folks, this ain't Eden, okay? I mean, it's not bad. I'm going to show you a little bit over here. Look, this is not bad, but it's not good. Look at this. Look at this ladder down here. It's not the Garden of Eden, people. I got traffic. I got cars going down here. I mean, it's not... Look at a stack of bricks. You'd never see a stack of bricks in the Garden of Eden. It's horrible. It sounds like I'm complaining. No, I'm just a reality check for you and for me. That unless the days were discounted, no flesh at all would be saved. Why? Because we're not as smart as we think we are. We're not as progressive as we think we are. We're not as developed as we think we are. And it is high time, because 6,000 years from Adam is almost expired. 10 more years by my calculations and the calculations of others until 6,000 years from Adam has expired. Humanity has been on the stage of life for 6,000 years. And this is the result.